This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Tuesday carried out an airstrike against al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, the first strike in the country since President Joe Biden came into office. Al-Qaeda-linked insurgent group al-Shabaab is seeking to topple the government and establish its own rule in Somalia based on its own strict interpretation of Islamic Sharia law. In a statement, the Pentagon said the strike took place near Galkayo. While the United States has frequently carried out airstrikes in Somalia against al-Shabaab, this was the first since January 20th when Biden took office. The group's campaign of bombings and gun attacks has targeted Somali military bases and civilian infrastructure, including hotels, bars, and schools in both Somalia and other countries in the region. Iraqi families laid to rest loved ones on Tuesday who were killed in a deadly bombing that claimed at least 30 lives just hours earlier in a busy market in Iraq's capital. The funerals were held for the victims of the blast the night before in a crowded market in the Baghdad suburb. Iraq's military says it concluded an investigation into the bombing and found it was caused by a suicide bomber. The military said in a statement that at least 50 people were wounded in the attack. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack that occurred a day before the Eid al-Adha holiday, when many residents were out shopping for gifts. The White House said Tuesday it is exploring ways the United States can aid the people of Cuba engaged in anti-government protests and also hold the Cuban government responsible for repressing freedom in the island nation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Tuesday the U.S. is working to identify Cuban officials responsible for attacks on peaceful protesters. You're listening to VOA News.